Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I'm here in the studio with Rosemary Walling. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Shelley.
You're here representing the Marie Drake Planetarium as one of the esteemed volunteers who give free astronomy shows and talks there. How long have you been doing that?
I think I've been volunteering pretty regularly for the last 2 or 3 years, and then off and on some before that.
And the next shows that you're doing, you did one last night, there's one tonight, they're all about Mars. How did you become interested in Mars?
Yeah, we did a kids show last night, and we're trying to do more of those again. We'll have the adult show tonight. My background is in physics, and Mars is a little bit of a challenge because it's more of an interdisciplinary aspect. There's a lot of geology and other aspects that come into Mars. But there's a lot of mysteries, and one of the mysteries is the history of the water on Mars. And we've had a lot of success both with spacecraft that orbit Mars and take measurements of the surface, and then we've had a really nice history of sending landers and rovers to the surface of Mars and kind of test what people saw from the orbit.
Do you have a theory about the water on Mars?
Well, I don't have a theory, but I try to understand what some of the other theories are. Even today, the types of water that we easily can confirm on Mars, there's water ice on the North and South Poles. There's actually a substrate of water in the first meter or so of the surface. So there's not liquid water on the surface because the pressure in the air is too low for that. So it's either frozen water or it evaporates into water vapor. There's even glaciers, but they're covered by sand because if it was exposed, it would just evaporate.
Wow, that's really interesting. Glaciers on Mars.
Yeah. They're different, but they are glaciers.
Yeah. So do you think at one time there was water on the surface?
Yeah, so that's one of the big mysteries is there's lots of evidence now, and I'll go over some of that for periods in the history of Mars when there was actually some surface water. Rivers running into deltas. That was one of the landing sites for the Curiosity rover, which is the only rover functioning now on the surface. And one of its missions was to determine if the conditions there were suitable, habitable for life. And both it and the Opportunity rover found conditions for that.
That's big.
So that's life in the past.
Uh-huh.
One of the next missions, we'll try to look for actual evidence of life as opposed to just studying the water. And that's a little bit more challenging. Mm-hmm. Either life that existed in the past and there's some evidence what that might be, or if there happens to be microbes still alive on the surface of Mars.
So last night you gave this talk to kids, a group of kids. How did that go? What kind of questions did they ask?
It was a lot of fun. It was a different talk because I realized that kids may not even know what it's like to go into space. So we did a lot of space stuff, and then we did some stuff on the Mars rovers. And I think it went really well. We're going to try to do it again in a couple of weeks. So 2 weeks from last night, we'll try to do a kids show on the Orion constellation, focusing on some of the cultural stories and also on some of the aspects of the astronomy of the stars in Orion. And then we'll do an adult show on that the following night. So tonight is the adult show on Mars. And then 2 weeks from now will be the adult show on the Orion stars and culture.
Have you been taking advantage of the recent clear skies? Doing any stargazing?
Well, I haven't, except maybe I don't like the cold so much. But it's really pretty. I notice it so much when I drive home. And right now, if you still look in the southern sky, you can see Orion. It's a winter constellation, so pretty soon you're not going to be able to see it anymore. And so if you look sort of in the southern sky around 8 p.m., this huge constellation of Orion is there. Mars is in the sky, if you look a little bit to the west. And I do know someone, one of the volunteers there, is big in astrophotography. So he's been up late lots in the last week.
The talk tonight is Exploring Mars, From Spirit and Opportunity to Mars 2020. That's next year, 2020. So is there some exciting events about Mars coming up next year?
Yeah, we have a lander called InSight that's now starting to get its instruments in place. It'll look at the interior of Mars. So we have a lot still going on Mars.
Definitely.
And I want to mention our website, mariedrakeplanetarium.org. You can sign up for our email distribution, and then you'll hear about all the talks we give. And if you want to send an email, it's mariedrakeplanetarium.gmail.
The talk is
at gmail.com.
At 7 o'clock tonight, and it is free and open to the public, but you are currently seeking donations for a new projector. What kind of new projector do you want?
Yeah, so we have this wonderful classic star ball, and we plan to keep it because it gives a really nice picture of the stars. But we want to add something to it so that we can add more capabilities. We're looking for a digital projector. And that'll allow us to do a lot more things. Instead of just a lamp illuminating the ceiling with stars, we'll be able to have the planets moving. We'll be able to show constellations. We'll be able to do phases of the moon. We'll be able to show some movies and the full dome. And so it would be really interesting to know if there's people out there who are interested in that, either from the education community or from the artistic community. I'd love to hear from them and see what some of their interests might be.
Well, terrific. Rosemary Walling, thanks so much for being here today. Again, the talk is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Marie Drake Planetarium, Exploring Mars. And you can find more information at the talk, on the website. You can make a donation for the new projector if you come to the talk tonight. Anything else you want to add while you're here? Anything you want to mention?
No, I think that's it. I'm just interested in, with this project, to get a digital projector, finding out what people in the community would like in the way of using it.
Great. Well, I hope you get some feedback on that. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.